With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tropical Storm Debbie is churning across the Gulf of Mexico and heading for Florida. National Hurricane Center Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Pasch says Debbie should strengthen as it moves up the Gulf Coast of Florida.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before the center makes landfall.
More than 6,000 firefighters are battling California's Park Fire. It's just one of 16 active wildfires in the state and dozens in the western U.S. David Acuna is with Cal Fire.
Are the firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May, and now here we are at the beginning of August, which traditionally is when the old term fire season, this is when fires would pick up. Now we refer to it as a fire year because we can literally have fires anywhere in California between January and December.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump brought up some old grudges at a rally in Atlanta last night, claiming that Georgia's Republican governor and secretary of state didn't help him win 4 years ago and that they're still working against him.
Your governor, Kemp, and Raffensperger are doing everything possible to make 2024 difficult for Republicans to win. What are they doing? I don't know. They got something in mind, you know. They got a little something in mind. Kemp is very bad for the Republican Party. He wouldn't do anything.
Vice President Harris will soon announce a running mate. Several governors are among the list of possible picks, and the Democratic ticket will kick off a 7-state campaign swing together on Tuesday in Philadelphia. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John, signing that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Olympic organizers continue to take heat from the opening ceremony, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of the Last Supper. This is SRN News. Wall Street goes back to work this week amid heightened fears that the U.S. economy is on the verge of slipping into a recession.
Those recession fears are being fed by a dismal July employment report. American employers added just 114,000 jobs, far fewer than expected. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. That has investors on edge, as evidenced by Friday's huge Wall Street sell-off. The Dow plunged 610 points, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq dropped into correction territory. And there are fears the Fed may have missed the boat on cutting interest rates. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Kansas man has been sentenced to prison after stealing and damaging a bronze Jackie Robinson statue. On Friday, the man was sentenced in three different cases, including burglary, and ordered to pay more than $41,000 restitution for the statue. More details at SRNnews.com.